This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And if you don't think that the election, which is coming up, is top of mind to members of Congress, well, then you haven't been paying too much attention to the furious combat, verbal combat this morning in the Senate Judiciary Committee on what was supposed to be a good-natured, more accepting nomination for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson than we got, for instance, for Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And by the way, anybody who doesn't think that she is still far, far from getting the kind of treatment that Judge Kavanaugh got hasn't been paying attention or doesn't have clear memories of the horrible way that Democratic senators treated Brett Kavanaugh, who has played a distinguished and important role on the Supreme Court. And meanwhile, when you look forward to this election, one of the reasons that Republicans are actually so heavily favored to win control of the House of Representatives and perhaps of the Senate as well is because of the shifts in Hispanic voters. And there's a piece today in the New York Times that says, you know what, it's not anything the Republicans are doing better. It's not anything that conservatives have done to woo Hispanics. It's the stupid, excessive, counter-cultural, woke approach of too many Democrats, which is pushing Latinos away. Now, when I was reading this today in a piece by Mike Madrid, who's a Republican consultant, in the New York Times today, Democrats are driving Latinos to the GOP, I thought of my friend Ruben Navarrete, who has been saying that same thing, actually, I think for years, isn't it, Ruben?
Michael, it feels like years. Yes, I've been saying this for a long time.
Yeah, and Ruben Navarrete is a syndicated columnist. He's a very successful podcaster. Ruben in the Center is the name of his podcast. He, it's a Navarrete Sonic Podcast Network. He is a TV and radio fixture and a best-selling author and a Harvard Chicano. So with all the talk about Harvard Board of Overseers this morning and the war of two Harvard Law School grads, Ketanji Jackson and Ted Cruz this morning, couldn't be a better person to talk to. First of all, on this issue of Democrats driving Latinos to the GOP, do you think that's true?
Yes, Michael, I think it's true. I don't think that it's happening for the reasons people think it's happening. I think it's happening because that old story that Tip O'Neill used to tell about how you really have to go out and ask for every vote to get every vote, that's really still the way politics works. The number one reason that Democrats are driving Latinos away from the Democratic Party and into the arms of the GOP is because they have stopped asking for those votes. They have long taken those votes for granted. They've stopped doing the outreach, going into the neighborhoods, spending the money, taking out the ads. They have simply rested on their laurels, and they have not been smart, and they have basically created a market opportunity whereby if Coca-Cola doesn't sell you products and ignores you and takes you for granted, it creates an opening for Pepsi to come in and get your business. And that's what's happened. So that's the main reason, Michael, and it's been happening on and off. Really, Michael, all the way back to 1984 when Ronald Reagan did phenomenally well, 40% of the Hispanic vote. 20 years later, as we've said very many times on your program, George W. Bush got 44% of the Hispanic vote. It happens sporadically over the decades, but it happens when your opponent basically gives you the opening.
And in terms of the opening right now, one of the points that Mike Madrid makes in his column is that on a lot of cultural issues, one of the reasons that Republicans are emphasizing them is those issues resonate with Latinos. He says, in the eyes of some on the American right, Hispanics are hyper-religious Catholics or evangelicals and entrepreneurial anti-communist social conservatives, reminiscent of the ethnic white voters of yesteryear. And there certainly is part of the Latino community that lives up to that, isn't there?
Yes, there's always been a group of conservative voters who confuse people because two-thirds of us register as Democrats. We are conservative Democrats, but still conservative. And not just conservative in terms of the issues you've mentioned, social issues and the like, but also just conservative in our way of thinking, very pro-defense. The military has been an on-ramp for many generations of Latinos into the middle class and beyond. In terms of law enforcement, you're not going to get Latinos favoring defunding the police when 50% of the Border Patrol is Hispanic. So we are conservative in lots of different ways, and yet we vote Democrat. Typically, we're very brand loyal, and it's created a bit of confusion, but we like conservative Democrats. Now, I would say in this day and age, as you know, a conservative Democrat is an oxymoron, just like a liberal Republican. Hard to find those folks in either camp. So in that regard, it's left Latinos feeling as if they don't have a home. That's also evident.
Okay, what about this Ukrainian issue, which has absorbed Americans so profoundly, and news today of staggering Russian losses? They apparently they are reporting 15,000, perhaps more people have died in this Russian involvement than in 10 years in Afghanistan, and this is in 1 month. How do Hispanic Americans see this issue in as stark a way as most Americans do, non-Hispanic Americans, Anglo-Americans, who view it as a good and evil issue?
Yes, I think a lot of Latinos do see it as a good and evil issue as well. I think to the point about the losses, the Russians have been downplaying this, saying inaccurately, untruthfully, that it's only about 500 people who've been lost. Ukrainians have been talking about 15,000. But the U.S. official number is about 10,000, which is still incredibly high when you think about it, incredibly high. And I think the general sense is that Russia picked on the wrong country. And it became clear when President Zelensky said, "I don't need a ride, I need ammunition," that they have bitten off more than they can chew. And as the bear begins to swallow the porcupine, it doesn't turn out so well for the bear. In terms of how Latinos see this, you know, it's interesting, Michael. We don't have the same emotional connection to freedom that my Cuban-American friends have, because they know what it's like to live in a place without freedom. But Mexican-Americans do understand defending your family, defending your home, a commitment to service, showing up in the military in numbers way beyond the proportion of the population. So in all those things, I think that if you took a poll among Latino voters, you would see that they are very much in line with the American mainstream of, 60-70% who support, maybe greater these days in terms of support the Ukrainian resistance. So very much so. And also, we're a very assimilated population, Michael. It's always interesting to me, this canard that somehow Latinos don't want to assimilate. 80% of us speak English, and so we're right in the mainstream. You show me a poll of Americans on whatever the topic is, and I'll show you that Latinos tend to be right in line with that mainstream view.
1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. A great pleasure always to be speaking with Ruben Navarrete, Jr. And, Ruben, when we come back, I'd like to discuss one of your most recent columns saying that Ukrainians deserve special treatment as refugees in the U.S. right now. And why? What entitles them to that? Is it a racial thing, or is it a circumstantial thing because of the circumstances in which they find themselves? I think we know the answer to that. We'll be right back with Ruben Navarrete, Jr.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
I really enjoy your program. I listen to talk radio all day. You're definitely right up there, the cream of the crop.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Michael Medved Show, speaking with my friend Ruben Navarrete. He is a podcaster. He is a syndicated columnist. The podcast is called Ruben in the Center. And that's where he tends to be, in the center of meaningful disputes in this country and in the center politically. Ruben, we were talking before about the Latino community and being pushed away from Democrats. Does it help with the Latino community for people, like Senate candidate in Ohio, J.D. Vance, who says that he doesn't care about what is happening in Ukraine. He cares about what's happening in America, and he says we should be less concerned about the border between Ukraine and Russia and more concerned about the border between Mexico and the U.S. Reaction?
I heard J.D. Vance say that. I've heard that line repeated over and over again. It was a real popular talking point at CPAC. Former President Trump mentioned it as well. Even some moderates have mentioned that comparison, saying that we think the voters in November at the midterms will be much more concerned with the U.S.-Mexico border. I find that whole discussion, Michael, offensive, ridiculous, for a couple of reasons. One is you shouldn't go anywhere near a comparison between what's happening in Ukraine, what's happening on the U.S.-Mexico border. For all those folks on the right who've been very frivolous and careless about using the word invasion over the last 40 years, we now know what a real invasion looks like. Turn on your television. This is a real invasion, not people coming across the border anxious to do your gardening for you. That's not an invasion.
That's a wonderful point. I'm going to say that over in your name. I mean, you know, it's... By the way, I think the same thing applies to the term evil. There are a lot of people, as you know, who are professional communicators, of people on the right who will say, well, the Democrats represent the ultimate evil, or there are people on the left who will say that conservatives represent the upper... this is a real illustration of evil, it seems to me, that Americans should be able to agree on.
Absolutely, and I think that I think we should reserve the word evil for those people who've really earned it. I think Vladimir Putin has really earned it in the last 30 days, there's no question. And I think throughout our history, people like Adolf Hitler really earned the term evil as a descriptor. One of the reasons I think beyond the ridiculous notion of what Vance is talking about and comparing the two, one of the reasons I think that Ukrainians should have a fast track to coming into the United States. I'm not Ukrainian. I've never been to Ukraine. You know, I'm Latino. You would think I'd have more of a push in affinity and tribal support for Latino immigrants coming in from Central America, refugees coming in from Central America. But there's three main reasons, Michael, why I wrote the piece I did. We're told that we can't do a lot. Every single day I get frustrated when I watch the news. We can't do this. We can't do that. We can't impose a no-fly zone. We're always afraid of World War III. And, well, this seems to be something we can do. We can, on our own, decide that we're going to welcome in Ukrainian refugees and figure out the paperwork later. Just get them out of harm's way and get them in this country. Secondly, you have this massive global drama playing out between these two superpowers, and we're told at various times that we look like we're on the brink of World War III when a Russian missile lands 7 miles away from the border of a NATO ally, Poland. We get scared, and I think the very fact that we are so close and sometimes to World War III, it seems, means we should look at this issue of Ukrainian refugees in a whole different light. And lastly, Putin. We will never in this country live down our shame that during the 1930s, we turned away Jewish refugees coming out of Europe, fleeing evil, okay, fleeing the devil incarnate. And the very fact that we let politics and anti-Semitism get in the way of doing the right thing and turn so many of these people away, I can't believe we're here again. I can't believe we get a second chance. How often do we get a second chance? We get a second chance, and yet, you know, people on the right and left are blowing it with these ridiculous comparisons to the U.S.-Mexico border.
Again, that's profound, and I think a point that I emphatically agree with. One of the things that is also striking about this is it seems to me how heroically Poland has gone overboard. Because there's histories of conflict between Ukrainians and Russians. There's a long history of conflict between Ukrainians and Poland, which used to control a great deal of the territory in the Ukraine, but now there seems to be solidarity based not on any linguistic or ethnic similarities, but based on a common commitment to humanity and decency and what they are fighting for, which is freedom.
Yes, about 10 years ago, I took a life-changing trip to Israel, my first and only time. I went to Israel, had the pleasure there of meeting your brother, Jonathan, on this trip, and the group went to the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem. And at the time, Israel was debating what they should do, if they always are debating, what they should do with Ethiopian immigrants and the like. And I talked to the tour guide of the Holocaust Museum, and she said that unlike a lot of other folks, she was taking a very welcoming stance toward Ethiopians. I said, why? She said, my parents died in the Holocaust. How would I honor their memory to turn away people now who are in need? And that's what I think, Michael's going on in Poland. Because if you are in Poland, you remember, you've seen this movie before. You understand when the Nazis invaded Poland, you understand what it's like to be a refugee, to be really dependent on the kindness of others. It is so heartwarming to see these stories coming out of Poland where people have given up their beds and now they're sleeping on the couch because they brought people in from Ukraine and they're putting them up at their house and giving them clothes and food. And I just think are we still the greatest country on the face of the earth, the United States, given how we treat our refugees and immigrants? I vote for Poland. I think Poland's got a real shot at the title. Good for them. We ought to be more like the Polish.
Amen to that, particularly at this moment in history. And by the way, and the Poles are wanting to get U.S. cooperation so they can send those airplanes to Ukraine, where there are reports today that the Ukrainian Air Force, which has not been considered a major factor in this war, is. That they have been keeping the skies clear, yeah. Largely of the Russian planes that are devoted to destroying civilians. What do you think is the long-term prospect for actually winning this war for the West?
You're going to see a lot, Michael, you're going to see a lot more Russian casualties. The equipment's breaking down, all those years of corruption, the money that didn't go into the military, they had to force and... And force and trick and lie to these soldiers to get them to go to Ukraine in the first place. They're looking for an exit. The Ukrainians are going to town on these people now. You're going to see lots and lots of body bags. They're going to be, Vladimir Putin should send many more body bags to Ukraine because he's bitten off more than he can chew. And even if Ukraine eventually falls to the Russians, it's going to come at an enormous cost that none of us could have conceived of 30 days ago.
And it's also going to be a temporary takeover, if that happens. I think very temporary, and I don't think it needs to happen at all. Ruben Navarrete, what a great pleasure to speak to you. Congratulations on all the good work. When we come back, some of the latest fears and hopes about the situation in Ukraine on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States government has formally declared that members of the Russian armed forces have committed numerous war crimes in Ukraine, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a statement. The official U.S. declaration that Moscow has violated the laws of conflict comes after Blinken, President Joe Biden, and Deputy Secretary Wendy Sherman all said it was their personal opinion that war crimes had taken place. Blinken said, "Today, I can announce that based on information currently available, the U.S. government assesses that members of Russia's forces have committed numerous war crimes in Ukraine. He also said, "We are committed to pursuing accountability using every tool available, including criminal prosecution." The World Health Organization is saying that several European nations are facing their new spike in COVID-19 cases because they scrapped their pandemic restrictions too soon, including the UK, France, Italy, and Germany. This is USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, me. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is news about a Nobel Prize winner who is donating his Nobel Peace Prize to Ukrainian refugees. No, it's not Obama. Oh, Obama's Peace Prize a long time ago. This is the guy who won the Nobel Peace Prize last year, 2021. His name is Dmitry Muratov. He is a Russian journalist. He has said he will donate his 2021 Nobel Peace Prize, that he'll donate that to the millions of Ukrainian refugees uprooted by Vladimir Putin's war. Muratov is the editor-in-chief of the Novaya Gazeta, which is a surprisingly independent voice newspaper in Russia. He announced the plans in a short statement yesterday. He said his goal is to share with refugees, the wounded, and the children who need urgent treatment what is dear to you and has a value for others. The newspaper will donate the prestigious award to a fund that helps Ukrainian refugees. Now, but you may say, oh, a big deal. It is a big deal. I think the Nobel Peace Prize now, it amounts to about $2 million. It's serious money. And the newspaper will donate the prestigious award to a fund that helps Ukrainian refugees. There are already 10 million of them. I ask the auction houses to respond and put up for auction this world-famous award. That's the actual gold medal that you receive. Novaya Gazeta, which has a long track record of fearlessly covering human rights abuses under Putin, well, they've been busy. It was forced to delete its coverage of the war at the behest of prosecutors who threatened up to a 15-year prison sentence. Now, I wonder if they could consider this as a criticism of the war. By the way, it's one of Putin's top aides. In fact, his most powerful aide, Dmitry Peskov, his daughter, it turns out, who lives in France. He has a son who lives in France also. And wouldn't you, if the choice was France and Russia? In any end, Dmitry Peskov's daughter put up no to war and other anti-war slogans on her Instagram account. That account has been, well, it's not there anymore. A Nobel Peace Prize amount was $1,145,000. So I exaggerated a bit, saying $2 million, but still a lot of money. And I assume it's paid in Swedish kronor, or not in rubles, because that would be too bad. Let's go to your calls, 1-800-955-1776, our number to Ryan in Aberdeen, Washington.
Hey, Michael. Hey, regarding your guest there, he mentioned about people on the right saying something about an invasion of illegal immigration, and I think that's hyperbolic, and I don't use that term, but and he said he's offended by it, but I'm a little offended on his behalf for characterizing that, oh, this is an invasion of gardeners and housekeepers. I'm surprised he would say that. He said that we turned away those Jewish refugees, and then he talked about the right. That was FDR.
By the way, it was FDR, and particularly some of what were at the time right-wing Southern Democrats, some of whom were openly anti-Semitic. So, but you're right.
Who had the power to let them in?
FDR. Correct. It was the Roosevelt administration. Sure. Left. Absolutely fair point.
Interned Japanese Americans, and who today stands up for Cuba when they have their uprising? The right. So he sounds like he's trying to play it in the middle. I think he needs
stands up for which uprising? Which uprising are you talking about?
The Cuban uprising that got
caught. Oh, sure. Sure. Cuba, right.
That was just Republicans. So I'm not saying anybody's perfect, but he needs to listen to you more often and rethink being in the middle right now, because it's dangerous what the left is doing.
Yeah, the difficulty is that there are very prominent Republicans who have used this invasion terminology. And look, there are bad people who sometimes use the immigration system to come to the United States. There are people with gang connections, but it's a small minority of the number of people who want to come here, who just actually want to live their lives. And I also think, and Ruben was just in his behalf, he was very careful in the column that I mentioned. He was very careful to make the distinction between people coming here for economic reasons and people who are coming here basically because they're about to be killed. And that is a very real difference between people who are trying to come here as refugees, even from very troubled places like Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador, and people who are coming here right now from Ukraine. But a very good points, Ryan. I appreciate your calling. Concerning Putin, and I mentioned Dmitry Peskov, who's quite a colorful character. He just recently married an ice dancer, Olympic ice dancer, and a third marriage. And his name is Dmitry Peskov. He is the official press secretary to Vladimir Putin. It would be an interesting job to hold right now. Got to be very careful what you say. And he is also chief of staff for the president of Russia. He appeared on CNN actually, I'm not sure. I think it is. It's Christiane Adamopour was interviewing him, and he made some interesting comments about nuclear weapons. Listen, clip 3.
And I want to know whether you are convinced or confident that your boss will not use that option.
Well, we have a concept of domestic security. And, well, it's public. You can read all the reasons for nuclear arms to be used. So if it is an existential threat for our country, then it can be used in accordance with our concept.
Well,
there are no other reasons that were mentioned in that text.
Okay, I think what he meant, existential threat. The difficulty is other people who have read this Russian doctrine is they actually train in terms of using battlefield nuclear weapons. And the idea is they are trying to use the nuclear weapons both as a deterrent, but also as an instrument of power to intimidate the United States, not just from participating directly, but even from sending things like those MiGs they were trying to get from Poland. Peskov said Ukraine was getting ready to attack Russia. That's what prompted the special military operation. Listen, 2.5.
That was perfectly clear for us. That was perfectly clear for our military specialists that Ukraine was going to launch an offensive against Donbas. That Ukraine, by the way, before the end of the operation, Ukraine have concentrated more than 120,000 military personnel at the border, at the division line. Mm-hmm. And there were clear signs that an offensive was going to start. So this was the reason. This was the reason. Like elsewhere, like everyone in the world, till the last moment, we never wanted to believe, we never wanted to believe that, to that grave sense, no one would listen to our concerns. No one would warn Ukrainians not to do that. No one would push Ukrainians towards the solution within a framework of Normandy process.
Okay, this is, if someone wants to find some other source other than the Putin administration that says Ukraine was getting ready to attack Russia, some things are just so stupid only an intellectual or a Putin hack could believe them.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we do believe in free speech and free exchange of ideas. And no, I don't think they are profoundly endangered in the United States at the moment, despite a huge new New York Times poll and expose. And people are concerned about freedom of speech. I think that I want to encourage you to speak out. 1-800-955-1776. You can give us a call on any of these issues. If there is anyone out there, and when Dmitry Peskov, the chief of staff and press secretary for President Putin, says that we had no choice but to invade Ukraine, and you'll notice that President Putin took at least 3 months building up this huge force of nearly 200,000 people on the border of Ukraine, getting ready to plow in and invade the country. If anyone believes that he did that because he was seriously worried about a Ukrainian invasion of Russia, or of Russian territory, I'd love to understand why you would think that would be the case. And this is one of the reasons that actually facts matter and journalism matters. There's been a lot of attention to some of the journalists, some from Fox News, by the way, who have been victimized by the Russians in this war. And it's horrible. And there is a perspective that is provided by a young woman named Varya Bortsova, who's still in Russia. She is the founder of Soviet Visuals, an online archive of visuals from across the former USSR. She was born in Moscow a year before the fall of the Soviet Union, so that would make her in her 30s. In any event, she writes, Vladimir Putin's cynically named special military operation on Ukraine has thrust my country into pariah status, rightly given the atrocities, the human rights violations, and the brazen disregard for sovereignty that he has unleashed on Ukraine. Impossibly, in the past few weeks, it has felt as if we'd been yanked back to the Soviet era, except this time it's more horrifying, more repressive than we could have imagined. Russia is not just losing the comforts that Western capitalism offered owing to severe sanctions, but Mr. Putin is also doubling down on closing off any expression of dissent. For instance, she's criticizing the war here. She's subject to 15 years in prison. I can imagine if people were talking about sentencing at the hearings for Ketanji Brown Jackson. 15 years for criticizing the war effort? For Ukrainians, she writes, the war has meant hell on earth. Countless lives shattered. I watch in horror as my friends there in Ukraine hide out in bomb shelters, schools, hospitals, residential buildings destroyed by bombs, innocent people reportedly shot dead in the street as they attempt to escape to safety. It is immeasurably cruel, it is unfair, and it is devastating. By the way, Arnold Schwarzenegger in his very controversial in Russia, it's not controversial here, it's outstanding he did it, he said that the voices in Russia, like this voice, published in the New York Times, Avaria Bortsova, he says that people who speak out in Russia against Putin are his heroes. And I know that there's been talk, they were talking about putting Vladimir Zelensky, giving him a slot at the Oscars on Sunday night. And because after all, he has an actor background, his current on Netflix, they are now running an English language dubbed version of the TV show where he plays an ordinary guy, a history teacher in high school, who becomes president of Ukraine. That helped to energize his campaign when he actually did run for president, in any event. With all of that going on, the report is now, they originally had said that the Oscar producers had not wanted to have Zelensky on. But now the word is apparently Zelensky said very respectfully he just doesn't have time. He's trying to save his life and his country. And the idea that that Arnold Schwarzenegger says that Russian dissidents are heroes, that would be a meaningful thing. If they want to take one of these, they can't reach Alexei Navalny. He's in jail and for 9 more years. But if they want to speak to someone who is actually living in Russia and working to try to stop this horrific regime, that could be a fascinating moment in what is, I think, otherwise a broadcast that may not draw worldwide attention, as that statement by some anti-Putin Jeremy just made this suggestion. They should give Arnold a moment to speak about that. maybe give Oliver Stone, past Oscar winner, a chance to apologize. In any event, the Kremlin response to Arnold Schwarzenegger's video appeal to the Russian people has been remarkably effective. His appeal has been effective. The famed film star and former California governor posted it not only on Twitter, but also on Telegram, which is used almost exclusively in Russia. For days, Russian state media tried to ignore it altogether, but millions of views across multiple platforms forced them to address Schwarzenegger's powerful message. That face is the cover page of American imperialism and colonialism, said TV host Vadim Gigan on the state TV show Sunday evening with Vladimir Soloviev raging about Arnold Schwarzenegger in his video clip. Not the caricature image of Uncle Sam, but this Schwartz in a Hollywood production. But a Hollywood production carries an important message. The between arrests for speaking out, censorship, rumors of martial law, and relentless propaganda, it's as though we all had landed straight in the Stalin era. The Russia I know, she writes, has been erased. What's coming next is dark. The USSR gives us some clues of what it might be like. But even then, there were some flickers of hope. When I learned that McDonald's had joined the long list of international companies suspending operations in Russia, I can't help but think about my family's first visit to the burger joint. They waited in line for hours. Could any of the people lining up for their first cheeseburger in 1990 have imagined that modern Russia would find itself sliding all the way back to where it started? We will remake Russia, of course, slowly and patiently. just like the generation before us, but not before this one crumbles first. It's extraordinary what she has to say and how well she says it. As my parents' stories all indicate and show, the many Soviet citizens found ways in the old days to thrive in what is essentially a giant social experiment. Yes, they had to deal with breadlines, news, and propaganda supplied by the state-controlled Orwellian-named Pravda, which means truth, newspaper, and a persistent fear of nuclear war. But they continued to create art, to make scientific discoveries, and build families and architectural masterpieces. There was a great deal of humor, beauty, and creativity behind the Iron Curtain. And what she's saying is not yet, but that would be part of the change that one could hope for long term. There is also fear now about something else in the United States, which is a summer of increased out-of-control crime right here in this country. Anything that can be done about it, and why are people so afraid? Well, they're looking at the numbers. And speaking of numbers, there's something more scary than a revived, a re-energized COVID pandemic. What is scary in particular is deaths related to alcohol, which have gone up by more than a third during the pandemic. Why? And what can be done about that? We will get to that as well. And much more about the political impact of this ongoing debate regarding the confirmation of Judge Jackson. That and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.